I mean, very fortunate. I mean, in some of the very tough situations that people are in, I just like to let folks know that I'm sporting a new ride.
Oh, you are?
You are?
I am.
I thought I saw the same truck out there this morning.
Yeah. Well, it is the same truck.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I should be more specific. Yeah. The new ride that I'm sporting is very, very Spartan, like no cup holders. I don't have any attachments to, plug in to charge up a smartphone or any other kind of device.
Oh, I know where you're going.
I can't go from 0 to 50 in 2 seconds.
No.
But, man, this new chair.
It's comfortable, isn't it?
I can slide from one end of the studio.
Hey, there you go. Whoa,
to
be careful.
The end of the studio.
Yeah. You need bumper guards.
I am.
It takes that I have to get up and walk around.
And I must say that it's not just my ride, Pat Johnson. You'll have a chance to enjoy it later on when you're sitting in this chair, and others will, too.
Yeah, some of our guest chairs are being replaced as well.
We took delivery of it yesterday. I got to get used to it, though. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously there's a new seat for my seat, shall we say, and it's a little different. In fact, you're sitting in the chair that used to be the studio chair, Pat Johnston. We moved it over there for your comfort, hopefully.
I like it.
This chair's got a little bit more bounce to it right now because it's new.
Now we got one more new one to get in service.
Yeah, in fact, we took delivery yesterday. It's one of those chairs, like a lot of things are. You know, you take delivery of these things, and they come with all the hardware and tools necessary. Didn't have to go searching for a screwdriver or wrench or anything because it comes with the Allen wrench necessary to put in the screws.
So you did a job putting it together.
Yeah, and it's very, very nice. And hey, the hydraulics work here. Let's see. So I can go up and down here really easily. Look out. Whoop.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And it seats higher than the other one. In fact, you know what?
You feel taller.
There you go.
I do.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, I'm not a tall guy in the first place. And now if I take it to the very highest height, my feet don't fit flat on the floor.
Oh, they don't.
If I'm sitting back, yeah.
Gee.
So I got to find that adjustment.
Just the right position.
Yeah, and see, that's a little too low. That's
until
about
someone
perfect.
Else comes in and changes it.
Yeah, there's another thing it doesn't have. It doesn't have the automatic, you know, how some of those cars, you can adjust the setting. You push a button and it goes to your personal setting.
Yeah.
Right. Don't have that.
No, we didn't pay that kind of money because we go through chairs too often. So.
but I can adjust, you know, the back support's very nice. I can adjust the tension on that. So it's got a nice lean to it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the seat kind of sits differently than that one. That's more of the one that we used to have that you're, again, Pat Johnston
cushion,
sitting in.
Yeah,
yeah, and it was more flat.
Right.
This one's got a little contour to it, so
right.
I got to...
It's mesh.
Got to figure that out.
Yeah.
And it did come with arms, but people, believe it or not, for many people who enjoy a chair with, you know, arms to rest on, where we sit in the studio, arms are no good.
Yeah, they're in their way. Yeah.
We need a chair without arms because they just get in the way. So we have not attached the arms to it, but that's just perfect. But man, this thing spins too. I've got good swivel on this. Oh, I did. I got my headphones caught.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Man.
Those cords are fragile. Don't go breaking them.
Hang on a second here. I'm going to take care of.
Oh,
I got a mess here in the studio.
Uh-oh.
Like watching a child with a new toy.
Rolled up right around the caster, huh?
He's breaking everything now, Dave. What are we?
Oh, boy. We just put some new headphones
now that,
in the studio.
The chair's about
to fall. I'm coming.
All right.
I'm getting there. Just hang on.
Dave, you're going to have to take the chair away from him.
If he keeps going like this, we're going to have to.
I don't know what you're saying, so I hope it's nice.
We're going to have to tie up that cord so it isn't so long or something, so it doesn't reach down there.
So, you know, I need to... one of those warnings, like, you know, not made for people who are...
Right, yes.
So, yeah, no, it's very nice, and we appreciate Alpha Media for providing us a nice new chair. Now, there's something that I discovered that's kind of funny, and I gotta move out of this chair for one more thing just for this. I just hang on one more time.
Okay.
All right.
I go over here.
Charlie's moving over.
I gotta get the box.
Getting the box. All right.
Okay.
There it is. Yes.
What's pertinent about the box? Well, it's a box.
I just want to explain this. I want to do this live in front of everyone so we have witnesses. Yes. So, you know, it comes with instructions. And I'm a man that likes to read instructions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I do.
I hate instructions.
I love it. I like to. So I always figure there's something in here that if I don't read properly, I won't find something that I need to know.
Yes, it could be costly to you if you damage it.
Exactly
something.
Right. Uh-huh. And the instructions were very good. Very easy.
Okay, good.
Nice.
They're not
pictures.
Like stereo instructions.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Simple with pictures and everything like that. And he got through and got the chair together and everything. And then when I was noticing under the seat, there was some paper. And I'm like, what is this? Oh, it's the tag.
Oh, something you tear off.
Which is say, well, do
you're
not remove.
To,
oh, did
yeah,
you remove
right?
it?
Well,
oh no, you're going to get a penalty now.
There's a tag that says do not remove except by the consumer.
Oh, okay.
Right. Underneath that tag was another tag which I didn't notice. I kind of pulled them off both at the same time. This one actually says, warning, do not remove this tag, period. So I'm in violation, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
But what I thought was funny on this tag, again, back to the box. I see on this box, it describes the chair, the dimensions on this side, manufacturer. On this side, same thing, it's just pretty much a picture. Top of the box, same thing. I mean, there's just...
All hardware included, I suppose this is.
Doesn't say that, but you assume, I'm sure it does some of that. Bottom of the box, maybe that's where it says all the hardware is included.
No.
Okay. Anyway, it's but... So on the tag, though, that's on the bottom of the chair, which was under the tag that you're not, that only is supposed to be removed by the customer, I find this. First of all, this is the only place it tells me the weight maximum of the chair. Nowhere else under this box does it tell me that this chair is recommended for users not more than 275 pounds.
Oh.
So we'll be safe on that.
Well, we're going to be close with one.
I didn't say anything.
Point taken. But it doesn't tell you that in the box. Wouldn't that be an important thing? You see, shouldn't it be some kind of tag like that? And furthermore, this is my favorite part. This says this. This chair is sold with hard tread casters for use on carpeted areas. If you use your chair on a hard surface or on a chair mat, soft tread casters should be purchased separately and installed instead of those provided.
Sorry, it's not in the budget.
Failure to follow these warnings could result in serious injury.
Now, oh, my God. Oh.
Now I am risking my life.
Oh, boy.
Because we don't have the stuff. But who knew you needed them?
Well, I guess we'll have to get some carpet remnant. That's probably cheaper than the casters they want you to buy.
There's nothing on this box that tells you
no,
that.
No, it doesn't.
No indication at all. And it's not even in the instructions.
Why did
it's
they just send the extra second optional set of casters along with it?
Even they had a bag of casters.
Yeah.
You think maybe that bag of casters just says, these are for carpet surfaces only. Purchase the soft tread if needed. Not even in the caster bag did it have it. So as lovely as this chair is, as wonderful as it is, I'm glad to have it. Hide an important piece of information on the very bottom of a chair on a tag that most people aren't going to read in the first place. I, of course, being as anal as I am, admittedly, found the tag and read it.
But now you've beaten this issue up as bad as you beat up that old chair, Charlie.
Are you telling me it's time to move on?
Time to move on.
Time to move on.